And we're back here at beautiful Scirocco Golf Course, the host site for the Audi Quattro Cup. That's why we're here today, is for our great friends at Glenmore Audi. Gino DiPaoli along with you for the Steinberg Show today, brought to you by Fifth Avenue Auto House. We do have our featured guest here for, as we go continue our NHL draft and progression stories throughout the year, as we've had the last couple of weeks, as the 17th overall pick of the Vegas Golden Knights in the first round of the NHL draft. He's a member of the Winnipeg Ice of the Western Hockey League, 68 points in 64 games, was a captain at the U18s this year, at the U17s last year, Hlinka Gretzky Cup gold medal. Do I need to say anything more? This kid's a special player. It's Peyton Krebs for all the way in Okotoks. Peyton, how you doing today, bud?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing awesome. It's good to hear from you. And just kind of pick things up here. It was you started training after the season was over, after U18s, and the draft didn't probably go the way you wanted to at the beginning with an injury, a very serious injury to your Achilles. I know it's always tough to relive things like that happened in somebody's training regimen, but just kind of bring us up to speed. What kind of happened in that situation, how things are going recovery-wise for you?
Yeah, no, I think it sucked, definitely. Before the draft, I was trying to get better and ended up getting stepped on by a ski blade and cut my Achilles. Fortunately, it was probably the best way to hurt your Achilles because it's a straight cut across, so it can it's still healthy and it can heal fast, but definitely it wasn't the best situation. Definitely my draft year, the last thing I wanted to happen, but no, I'm fortunate to have a great support group around me, and my doctor, my surgeon, Ryan Martin, he did an unbelievable job preparing it, and just Vegas now with me, helping me recover, it's been amazing. I know it's going to heal great, and I'll be back stronger than ever.
I like how you say it's the best way to tear or rip your Achilles, which if you're my age at about 30, you don't want to ever have that happen, Kate. So you got that out of the way early. But just when that happened, obviously there's a little bit of talk, where's Peyton Krebs going to be drafted? It's even tougher for the human being himself, I would think, at this point. You go to the draft, you're told you are going to be picked fairly early in this draft. You end up going 17th to the Vegas Golden Knights, which I think turns out to be a pretty sweet deal for yourself here. But yeah. I think you push to be the very best that you are in your field of expertise, which is hockey in this case, and you're kind of you're hearing names go through the draft, and obviously there was the Jack Hughes talk, and then the one that kind of sticks out to me is the 3 and 4 picks, where it's Kirby Dach and Bowen Byram going 3-4, teammates of yours and opponents of yours in the Western League and at numerous Hockey Canada events. What was it like through that process there in the first round when you're just sitting there? There's not a whole lot you can do at that point.
Yeah, I know. I mean, the draft is obviously important, but it's not the end all. You know, I think it doesn't really matter where you go. You're going to get the same shot to play in the NHL. That's the biggest thing for me. I mean, I know I can play or do anything that any of those other guys can do, and I know I'm going to work my hardest each and every day to get better. So my mindset was I've done everything I can until this point, and whatever team picks me and those 16 teams that I guess didn't pick me, I'm going to show them why they should have picked me. And Vegas was a great spot, and I'm very excited to get things going. I mean, it's going to be exciting times here, and I'm happy. I think I went here for a reason. These things happen for a reason, and I'm going to show everyone what I can do.
Absolutely, and just on top of that, you get picked by the Vegas Golden Knights. They go to the Stanley Cup Final their first year. They're an odd bounce away from probably going to the second round of the playoffs this year. You're going to a team, and I always am intrigued with the mid-round selections because those are teams that have competed for the playoffs and things like this happen. So when you hear your name called, what's like Vegas and Okotoks, Peyton Krebs, the opportunity to play in a place like that? How did you feel when you heard your name called?
No, it was crazy. I mean, the night before, you don't know where you're going to go. And that night, I went to Vegas. And that week, I actually got to go to Vegas for my first time. So it was a whirlwind time. I mean, George McPhee, Kelly Cribben, they do an awesome job there. And I'm very excited to get things going. The team, just the atmosphere, the buzz around the team is pretty special. I mean, going into the draft, I was probably one of the teams I wish I would go to. I didn't think I was going to go to. I ended up being a dream come true. So with the buzz and the fresh start there, I think it's going to be amazing. I just want to get healed up here and try to crack the roster.
And it's going to be tough to do, but your recovery is going fairly well. And just on top of that, you're at the Vegas development camp. They've got a lot of highly mm-hmm. touted prospects and just a new sort of attitude. But you have to sit out. I remember just kind of, I think watching the draft, you had your little cart that you had to rest your leg on. And I don't know. Just what's it like being in Vancouver at the draft and when you're at the development camp? Oh, pardon me. I'm just going to scoot by here as I'm a first round pick. But what's kind of the whole experience of development camp, watching from afar? And what did you learn from just watching that camp, what you need to do, you know, to make a difference in that lineup one day?
Yeah, definitely. I think with the draft, I don't think I was worried more about who I was going to get picked by. I was more worried about how I'm going to get up there and walk up there with my leg. But no, it was interesting for sure. But I think going to development camp, they took me really, really well. I mean, coming in with an injury as a highly touted prospect, obviously they want to see what they pick. But they were really supportive and taking the time to make sure this gets healed, that I can perform my best when it is fully healed. And I give huge kudos to them for doing that and treating me the way they did. So, no, I think for me, I mean, there's obviously a lot of amazing prospects. The Golden Knights, obviously, Cody Glass is a big guy. He's been great for me. He's got a lot of great D-men, too, that will hopefully crack the roster this year. Some young guys can fill some great spots. And going to that camp, I think I knew that, you know, just because you get drafted in the first round doesn't mean anything. I think it doesn't matter if you're a first rounder or a sixth rounder, you're going to have a shot. And it just shows that even just because you got drafted doesn't mean the work doesn't stop. And for me, I just want to be a player that can bring them a Stanley Cup, their first one ever. That'd be pretty special. And to get them to that next level that can allow everyone to get better and play at their best.
Speaking with Peyton Krebs here in the Steinberg Show, Gino DiPaoli along with you. Now that the NHL part is kind of done, Peyton, you're rehabbing, trying to get back. All roads point to the Winnipeg Ice to start the season. Kind of a two-part question here. Going into your third year of the Western Hockey League, there's a lot of hype for Winnipeg moving from Kootenay. Mm-hmm. You saw the crowds in Kootenay, and it was starting to just peter out, and then of course, the move to Winnipeg brings a little bit more excitement to that organization. They've drafted some very good players that are going to come together this year. You know, what's kind of your insight on from being a member of the Kootenay Ice to now the Winnipeg Ice, and what's kind of the expectations you think for your team this year?
Yeah, no, for sure. I think obviously these past few years, haven't been the best with the Kootenay Ice. So you know, it's gonna be nice to get a fresh start. I mean, Cranbrook was an amazing place, but with Winnipeg, I think there's going to be a fresh buzz there, a fresh crowd, and it's going to be pretty exciting. I mean, we want to make playoffs. Obviously, that's our number one goal, and I'm not going to stop until that makes that happen. We make that happen, and I mean, obviously, a championship is what the end goal would be, and you know, we just want to try to get better each and every day, grow as a team, grow as a person, and if you can do that, and you know, the results will come. So I think this group is a strong group, and with James at the wheel, head coach, it's going to be a fun year.
Absolutely. And just back to the NHL for a little bit. When you're at a development camp and no one can really have a look at you, what you're supposedly doing wrong or need to improve on, what were you told by the Golden Knights brass that you need to work on for your game for the next level?
Yeah, I think I don't think at the time is kind of the biggest thing. I mean, obviously they want me to get better, get my shot better. I mean, do what I can do to allow myself to stay strong while I have this injury and things like that. But I think they're mostly just focused on getting me healed up, and then we'll focus on obviously trying to make the team and what I can do to allow myself to do that. So I think that's just kind of the biggest thing right now. But obviously, I think I need to work on a lot of things. My skating, my shot, everything can improve. And when you want to be the best, you're going to play the best. And the NHL is just that. So I thought I'd be at my top playing form and every quality of my game.
Just a little bit more here. We got a couple more questions for you, Peyton. Just on the recovery front, are you skating right now? How close are you to kind of that full recovery range? There was the reports that you'd be ready to go for the season. And at that point, was it more of a decision that to go play junior again, or is there still the opportunity to go to the Vegas preseason, check things out, and see how you add up against everybody else?
Yeah, I think with the Achilles, it's kind of a week-to-week thing. I mean, it's something you want to be cautious with and know that it's healed before you get going. And for me, it's I'm not skating yet, but like I said, it's a week-to-week thing. And because of what happened to me compared to actually rupturing it is a different case for sure, but you want to treat it with caution because, like you said, it's a big injury. And just trying to take it week by week, honestly. I'm not sure if I'll be ready yet, but I'm going to try my best to heal up as much as I can. And when that time comes, I'll be ready to play.
Lastly, there was 28 members of the Western Hockey League draft in this year's draft. Again, going back to just some of your teammates at the Hlinka Gretzky Cup, where I got to watch you closely, and guys like you and Kirby Dach were 1-2 in the Bantam draft. A few years, it's hard to believe it's been a long time ago since that happened. What was it like? Have you been in contact with all sort of your drafted brethren here in the Western League? And what was it like this year just to see so many WHLers get called?
Yeah, no, it was special for sure. I mean, it shows how good the Western Hockey League is in the age group. I mean, Kirby, Bowen, Cousins. I mean, we go on Korzak, Robertson, lots and lots of guys. I mean, those guys are all special players in their own way. And I think it's pretty cool that all of us can grow up together and watch each other grow as people and players. And I couldn't say enough good things about all those guys. I only hope the best for them moving forward, and except for when I'm playing against them. But it's pretty awesome, and to see that. I mean, they're all my buddies, and it's pretty special, like I said.
Absolutely. You snuck me in one more question. Now, because you're at the Golden Knights, you're in the Pacific Division, the opportunity to play the Calgary Flames a handful of times, yeah. Your hometown team that you watched. I feel like it's going to happen one day. I feel like a Peyton Krebs debut might be against the Calgary Flames just because everybody's so close to home. But, what is that kind of cross your mind? Man, I'm going to be on Saddle Dome ice playing against the team I grew up cheering.
Yeah, no, that gives me the chills just when you say about that. It's pretty special. I mean, coming out here, seeing the Flames when I've watched games, and just being here in Calgary. I mean, there's good buzz around that team. So, no, it's going to be exciting. I'm really pumped to hopefully one day play against the Flames in the Dome, and hopefully come out on top.
Awesome. Peyton, have a great rest of your offseason. Get better. We want to see you out there tearing it up in whatever league you're in, whether it's the Western League or trying to crack the Vegas Golden Knights roster. 17th overall. It's been fun to watch you the last 3 years playing hockey. So looking forward to the next step in your career, and have a great offseason, and we'll see you in the fall in some shape or form.
No, thanks very much for having me on. I really appreciate it, and it was great chatting.